Oh, all right. So today's episode is going to be a little emotional because I've had kind of an emotional week. I told you that my trip to San Diego was great and it was kind of awful in a lot of different ways of both, actually. And today we're getting to the hard part. And I'm just wondering if you've ever had to have a conversation, like a hard conversation with an ex, because I did. And I don't know. I'm still kind of shaken up from it. Maybe you got some advice for me as we get into today's show.
Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
Not just any mama's boy, you're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I am Steve Kramer. It's a feel-good podcast I do with my mom every single day. And we got three principles. We live, we laugh, we love my mom. It means we live our lives out loud, we laugh a lot, and we love my mom. My co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I'm sitting here in a face mask. As I do this podcast episode today, I've got no shirt on and I'm sitting here in like sweat shorts, and I'm sitting here thinking like, this is a real job. Like, not necessarily for me, but you know, like Jeff and the Upside Podcast, like that's like his like real job, is to like sit home and do a podcast. And I'm like, this is crazy. So excuse me while I might take care of my face over here. It should be done in about 30 minutes and then we'll take the mask off and move on.
Oh, that kind of mask. I thought you meant a mask for no, Corona.
Like a paper.
I mean, Corona. Yeah.
Yeah. Super safe for over COVID. Here. No, I'm I got like a paper face mask on. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Just trying to rehydrate the skin after a week in the sun over
there.
We
did those. That was fun.
We did. Mm-hmm. We did. Okay, so today I told you we talk about the situation over in San Diego. I told you that, in case you're just joining the podcast, I spent 9 days over in, I guess it was actually 10 days technically, in San Diego. And I used to live there for about 5 years and went back for the first time for almost 10 months. I haven't been back in 10 months. And I told you it was a good week and it was a bad week. It was a lot of... Now, a lot of like great moments seeing friends, and a lot of like hard moments of outgrowing people, I guess, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Looking back on certain fond situations and maybe realizing that they weren't as fond as I may have realized, which is kind of hard when you've been sitting here for 10 months thinking so fondly of certain people and certain things and certain jobs and stuff like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just situations like that. And I told you that, and I'm going to keep this version of the story a little shorter than I will, because Jess and I are going to get into it a little bit more on the Uncensored podcast.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't listen to Kramer and Jess Uncensored, you can go in the show notes and click that. And we're going to get into it a little bit more. I'm going to try to get Leah, our therapist friend, on for Kramer and Jess Uncensored that will be released today. If it's not, usually goes up around noon Eastern. So on Wednesday. So you can go check that out for more of this conversation. But I told you that I finally had a conversation with someone that I dated, basically my first quote unquote girlfriend, if you want to call her that, right outside of my marriage. And it was, it was really crazy. Now, if you've listened to this podcast long enough, then you remember that about maybe 3 or 4 months ago, back, I remember it was cold outside, so it was the winter, I had unpacked my backpack finally from the move. And as I was doing that, I had found a bunch of stuff that I just kind of shoved in the bag. It was stuff that cards and gifts that people had given me. And one of those things was the card that she had written to me. And it kind of really made me unexpectedly emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this girl and I, when we linked up, we were actually just kind of talking as friends. And then we met in real life. She just messaged me on Instagram about something for the radio show. And then we kind of realized that we were in a similar situation and it was kind of nice to lean on somebody. And then we met up and like our chemistry was like nothing I've ever felt before. We were just like everything was just like clicking, like, you know, just like, wow, oh my gosh. And so all of a sudden that kind of leaned into I guess a relationship. I hate to call it a relationship because I never didn't really treat it like a relationship. But I guess we'll use relationship for a lack of better terms here.
Okay.
The problem that we had though was I wasn't public with any of this because I was still going through my divorce. This is probably 6 months after I separated. And I wasn't really public about any of this. I was just kind of low key. Her and I were just trying to figure it out. Now, keep in mind, she was also going through a divorce at the same time. She's a business owner. And so she was trying to kind of keep her situation quiet too. So it got kind of messy. She was still living at home at the time because they were trying to, get their situations aligned. It kind of brought out the worst in me. And when it brought out the worst in me, it really led to some really unhealthy situations. Brought out literally like the worst of me. I would literally say this woman brought out like the worst and the best of me all in the same situations. Like when we were together, and keep in mind, this is also when I'm going through like deep depression from the Molly situation and my ear situation. And it was just like, I was pretty much just laying in bed all day, every day until I met her. And so we bonded. It was really magical. But then because of the situation, as you can see, it got really kind of not great. It was hard because we were both kind of coming with our unhealthy post-marital situation, that neither of us had really healed from. We brought all of our insecurities to each other and just kind of laid them on the other person who wasn't really standing quite tall yet either. You know what I mean? Does that make sense, Mom?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Rebound.
Yeah. I don't know if rebound's the right word, because I feel like rebound's more of like, it's just something you quit. Like there were so many great qualities about her.
Mm-hmm.
Rebound to me is like somebody you look back on, you're like, oh, I cannot believe I'd ever date somebody like that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say that was her. Mm-hmm. I would just say that we were both in just bringing our worst to the table, mm-hmm. because we were
in the worst of times.
Yeah. Like we were like the worst version of ourselves at that point. So all of those problems were kind of getting pushed off on the other person.
Yes.
Anyway. So the situation kind of ended because right when I lost my job, and we'll talk about this more in the Uncensored podcast. If you listen to Uncensored, you probably know the story by now. You can fast forward probably a minute, but, I was, dating, I was kind of just dating all over the place, and she was kind of sitting there waiting for me to get my act together. And so when I lost my job, I was pretty much like, okay, like let's be exclusive now, because I needed somebody. It was almost like that same, like she was a safe place, right? She mm-hmm. was the one to go back to when things got rough, because she was there when it was rough the first place, right? Mm-hmm. So she was always the kind of home base, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And she was basically like, no, I don't want to do that. She basically had begged me and like to be exclusive. Like, let's just be exclusive. I was like, no, no, no. And then all of a sudden I'm like, let's be exclusive. Okay. This is too much chaos going on. Let's be exclusive and see if we can figure this out. And she told me no.
Mm-hmm.
And that really obviously upset me, because I was like, well, why, I don't understand. This is like what you wanted the whole entire time. And it just didn't get good from there. Through the pandemic, it was kind of all over the place, because I really didn't have any, I had no bandwidth to date anybody, because mm-hmm. number one is a pandemic, but number two, I didn't have a job. I didn't know where my life was going, et cetera, et cetera. And when the pandemic came to an end, I really needed to make a decision, because when I moved, I was like, I need to make a decision, because I'm just kind of all over the place. My life is so busy, hectic, chaotic. You remember when I first got to Maryland? It was so busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't just kind of keep all these women just kind of hanging out there,
Right.
So I had actually, at this point, decided that I was going to go with who is Miss California.
Mm-hmm.
And so I had reached out to the first woman that I dated after my marriage, who, we were still trying to figure out, like, would it be a thing? Would it not? We didn't really know. We both had feelings for each other. Neither of us were like dating anybody else. We were still trying to like low key figure everything out behind the scenes. And so I'd asked for some time to kind of like figure things out. And so when I reached out to her to say, hey, I'd like to have a conversation with you, because I wanted to tell her that I was going to go with Miss California, mm-hmm. that I was pretty much going to focus on Miss California. I said, can we catch up? And she texted me back, and she said, no, mm-hmm. like she didn't want to talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, I guess that's my answer then. So I was pissed, though. I was really mad that day, because I was like, wow, after all we've been through, mm-hmm. like, we're just going to end with like, no, we're not going to talk about this. Like, mm-hmm. we, and her and I have been through just all kind of craziness, like some of the hardest times together.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really, really mad. And I was like, whatever, it doesn't even matter anymore. Like, I'm just going to go focus on Miss California. You probably know how that story ends. I dated this girl for 3 or 4 months. It just didn't work out. Just wasn't enough to move her from California over here. We weren't strong enough. And I don't want to say that I had forgotten about this first girl, but it was like I'd pushed it away until I found that note again. And you know that, like, when I found that note, it really, like, wrecked me. And I don't remember what episode that was, but I remember I'm telling you on the podcast, like, I was really in a bad headspace because it was just so tough, right? Mm-hmm. So I was just kind of debating what I should do with that. I was like, I don't know if I should reach out to her or what. And she actually, she had actually heard that podcast episode and had texted me and said, hey, listen, like, I'll have a conversation with you. And this is all on the Uncensored podcast too. I'll have a conversation with you, but I want you to go on and basically clear up this, and this, because, you know, there's some things I just don't share. And she felt like it was making her look bad or making our situation not seem fair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I don't really want to share that. I don't really want to, like, get into that. So I decided to tell her that. And she's like, okay, well then, you know, if you don't want to clear that up, then I don't want to have a conversation with you. And that was the end of it. Mm-hmm. Fast forward to my birthday. I get a text from her late at night. Just says happy birthday. And I respond back the next morning when I woke up, and I was like, you know, this might seem crazy, but I'll be in San Diego in July, you know, about a month from now. Would you like to, like, get together and have a conversation? And I think she said no at that point and whatever. Okay. So now fast forward to San Diego. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sitting here, it's Wednesday. I'm having dinner with a friend, and this friend had actually asked about this first girl, and she was asking what was going on. I kind of explained the situation, you know, we weren't really talking anymore. And anyway, the conversation moves on to her, and she's talking about this guy, and she was like, you know, she's talking about this story about this guy that was, she dated and basically had kept reaching out to her to have a conversation. And she was like, for like a year, I was too stubborn to want to have a conversation with him. But I'm so glad he kept reaching out to me, because it was really great when we could finally connect again, when I was finally let my guard down to have a conversation. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, I wonder if I should just reach out to her one more time now that I'm in town. I had not planned on reaching out to this woman or anything. Mm-hmm. And so when I left dinner, I did. I shot her a text and I'm like, hey, listen, no pressure. Just wanted to let you know I'm in town. And if you're interested in having a conversation, you know, I'm here. Don't respond unless you want to have a conversation. Mm-hmm. And it took her a little bit of time, but she got back to me. She was like, how long are you in town? I'm like, I'm here through Monday morning. And then she was like, I can meet you. I think it was Saturday. She's like, I'm free Saturday morning at 9 a.m. And I'm like, all right. So we met up for the first time in a year. Mm-hmm. And it was really weird. It was really weird. It was like the second that we saw each other, because I didn't know where headspace was going to be. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't know what she was thinking. Like, our conversation had not gone well for the past year. Mm-hmm. She obviously knows that I was dating somebody else, which kind of overlapped with her time when we were dating at the same time. Like, I was really apprehensive about doing it. I don't even know, like, really why I wanted to have a conversation with her. Mm-hmm. I guess I just wanted to, like, clear the air, because we had been through so much together, you know?
Yes.
And a lot of people, by the way, if you listen to the Uncensored podcast, like, a lot of people were saying, don't, like, you need to find closure within yourself. Mm-hmm. And don't, like, what good can that do? Mm-hmm. And so her and I spent about an hour and a half together in her place. And the second that she opened that door, it was just like no time had passed. Mm. You know, it was like so comfortable and casual again. We sat across from each other on the couch and we laughed a lot, which is what we typically would do when we were together. Like, our chemistry was still on point. Mm-hmm. And a lot of laughter and just and a lot of, like, honest conversations, you know, that I really wanted to just kind of like explain to her the situation, because, you know, and I told her that I in the podcast, I'm not going to try to give much of her side of the story, just to kind of protect her privacy and everything. And so, but, you know, she basically felt like I had, I guess, for a lack of very short terms here, trying to condense a very long conversation, was she just kind of felt like I had abandoned her. And it was tough. It was a really tough emotional conversation. And basically we decided it's probably best not to talk right now, because we're both kind of fresh, you know, it's still uneasy and not good. I mean, it wasn't like said in like a bad way. Everything was very emotionless at the time. You know, it's just a very honest conversation about not wanting to, you know, stir things up and wanting to kind of move on from one another. But and we hugged each other, and that was it. And I, second I left, like I got in my car and I just started crying. I've kind of cried like since I've been back, like off and on, like I've just been really emotional about it. And I don't even know why it's so emotional to me, you know, like I chose to date someone else, you know, I chose to move away. I chose to date someone else. I chose to basically, you know, move on with my life.
Right.
So like, why is it so emotional to me? Like, why am I having such a hard time with this? And I don't know. I don't really know. And the only thing that I've really spent a lot of time with this, with these feelings for the last couple of days. And the only thing I can really come up with is that I never really took the time to grieve us.
Yes.
You know,
that's
like
what I was thinking.
I think what happened really was that I used anger from that situation to kind of like push it down. And I didn't take time to like grieve all of like us. It was so much easier to get rid of it, to get rid of those feelings when you're like, oh man, like F her. Like she doesn't even want to return my phone calls. She was this and this and this. Like, I'm so glad she's not calling, you know, I'm so glad that's over. I'm so glad I'm dating somebody else. So much better over here. But like the second that I had that conversation, that really honest, raw conversation with her, it like opened up another part of like, I don't know, my heart, my head. And I'm kind of like a mess all over again about it. So I don't know, Mom, thoughts?
Maybe it's grieving what you can't have. The loss of what can't be. Because I think you're pretty well convinced that the two of you are really not right for each other.
Right.
And that
that's the thing is like over time, and this is something I've had to realize, and I'm still kind of spending time on right now, is that we just didn't, we were like too similar. Like our bad traits were both of our bad traits, and we communicated completely differently. And those two things together were just hard, especially in a time where like neither of us could really had spent much time working on ourselves, right?
Right.
But like a year later, I've dated so many people. Dated so many people that like I'm like, okay, like that's over, move on. Like even Miss Virginia at this point, it's like, okay, didn't work out, move on. You know, dated a lot of girls in San Diego. Even Miss California, it's like she's great, but it's not gonna work. Okay, move on. So what is it about this one?
I think it's probably, from what I know of that relationship, it's the depth of that relationship.
Yeah.
You two really had a deep emotional relationship.
Right.
At a time when you were both really hurting and suffering from the loss of a previous relationship.
Right.
And looking and hoping for something that was going to be fulfilling, that in the end turned out not to be. That's what I mean by grieving the loss of what can't be. So
well, it's tough, you know, I gotta be honest. Like there was definitely a part of me that she's basically moving on with her life. And is happy with the like the direction she's going in. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, even though I don't like logically, I see some of these things. I'm like, yeah, that was tough. Like it still hurt. Mm-hmm. Like it hurt me to know that she was moving on
without you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But why? Like that's, I'm really been like turned upside down about this.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the fantasy of what could have been.
Mm-hmm.
And grasping the reality of it.
Yeah.
That it's really not meant to be.
Yeah.
And that you too have to move on. But yeah, I think it's grief. It's grief. It's loss. It's sadness.
Yeah, it's just crazy. Yeah, but like yes. grief's funny like that. You know what
it
I mean?
Is.
And it's with everything. My divorce was like that for a long time where I'd be fine, and like something would happen and mm-hmm. it would not be fine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But it's crazy because I feel like I'm pretty much all cleaned up for my divorce. Like mm-hmm. I couldn't give two poops about my ex-wife at this point, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But with this girl that I dated for like a year,
mm-hmm.
it's just crazy that like, I'm still like kind of hung up on it. So I just didn't realize those feelings were there. I didn't expect those feelings to pop out the way
mm-hmm.
they did.
Mm-hmm.
It was good. I'm really glad that I got to say my piece, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
but I, you know, just in case I never talked to her again, like, I'm glad that like it's.
You haven't had a clearing of the air and heart.
Yeah.
Of
yeah.
where you stand. Yeah.
Right.
And so that clarity can help you move on. It really can.
I think so. I think yes. that like that was down there. And I think maybe honestly, it's making it kind of hard for me to move on.
Mm-hmm.
For me to like want to be in a committed relationship because mm-hmm. I think there's still some pain there that I just didn't even realize was still there.
Mm-hmm.
That was like making me maybe not want to be as committal, you know?
Yes.
Like,
to someone
scared
else.
To be committal. Yeah,
yeah.
Right. So.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't know where all that's going or if that means this conversation means anything to you, but my head's just in a weird space this week. And I don't want to say it like put a damper on the end of my trip because I'm glad it happened, but like,
yes.
there's still some work to do there. You know, there's still mm-hmm. some work to do. So I promise this is going to be a short conversation. It's now been 20 minutes. Leah, hopefully is going to hop on the Uncensored podcast and we're going to kind of break it down a little bit more over there. But that's some tough stuff, man. It's tough stuff. I don't
it
really
is.
Know. You got any feedback on that though? Maybe you've been through something like that. And it's like, what? Like a 10-year marriage. I don't care about, but like this 1 year, not even full relationship, you know, mm-hmm. like.
But you were,
over.
But it was compounded by all the grief and loss you were already feeling.
Maybe.
So yeah. the whole relationship was, for lack of a better word, intensified.
Yeah. I was joking with a friend today. I said, you know what? I'm either going to date no one or just multiple people forever. This whole like giving yourself to one person thing, man, it's too risky. It's too risky.
It
you
is
know,
risky.
You either get none of it or you just spread it out over multiple people. Then like nobody can really, you know, you take one, you lose one. You know?
Yeah. Or give your all to someone, but you
no,
want to
look
get,
what happens. I'm over here later
wanna,
and we're still crying about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, but you want to yeah. be sure it's the right one and you want to be sure that you're in a space to give yourself.
Yeah, and
to
obviously
give your best self
was not so
yeah.
I don't know. Just know that I'm in a weird headspace about this. I'm in a
yeah.
really like I don't know. I don't know what it means. I don't know why. I don't know where it came from. I don't know what it means. But I know I got some work to do, and I'm kind of glad that I'm single at the moment. You know,
uh-huh.
because
oh,
I really
yes.
want to like work through this and like understand where it's coming from and like
yes.
truly move on from it, not just push it down.
Right.
I'm glad that I don't see her as the enemy anymore. That actually feels really validating because
mm-hmm.
for a long time, if you listen to the other podcast, I mean, I called her, I mean, I literally her nickname on the podcast, the other podcast on Uncensored podcast was the toxic one. Like I was like, oh, she's
uh-huh.
so toxic. She's a this.
Right.
God, the more self-reflection I do, I was no better. So much easier to call names than to look at your own, you know, especially when you're the only person on the podcast.
Right.
So I don't know. That's just where I'm at with that. Thanks for listening and, you know, sharing that part of my life with me. Mom, we're going to push off mom tent until tomorrow because I thought this was going to be about a 10-minute conversation.
Sure.
But now it's a 25-minute conversation.
Yes.
So we do mom tent on Wednesday. We'll push it to Thursday, but we'll go ahead and get to our quote for today.
Okay. Hang on. Now I'm not prepared.
You weren't ready.
I was
caught
not
off guard.
I was not ready. Now you have thrown me for a loop. And
right.
my quote goes with my mom tent. Now what am I to do? Oh, my. Hang well, on.
Your mom tent can go on from 5 to 15 minutes, depending on how long I
Yes, here's one from my archives. It's from Oprah, and it's very fitting for today. Turn your wounds into wisdom.
It's wild, man. Mm-hmm. It's wild. You know, before things like this, I would kind of run away from. Mm-hmm. I would just push it down. Just date somebody else. Who cares? You know,
right?
Like, screw her. I'm over it.
That's what we
do. Date somebody else and not even worry about this. I'll just call her all these terrible names and talk about all the awful things that happened to us and really not validate any of the good things because I'm just hurt. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Turn your wounds. But I don't want to
do that.
Wisdom.
You know, like I don't want to do that. And that's kind of like what San Diego was all about. And we'll get more into it. I'll take a break from San Diego tomorrow, but maybe Friday's show we can get into it a little bit more. But it was kind of just like this really weird, self-reflecting kind of week.
Mm-hmm.
In a lot of different ways. But that was just one of them right there where like what does that mean? What does all that mean?
Mm-hmm. What wound has been opened up to you that you can now become wiser from?
Yeah,
from having had that experience.
Totally.
So good thing to reflect on.
Yep. It is also a great week to be starting back with BetterHelp. I'm really actually super excited about it because Thursday tomorrow is the big day where I finally got my BetterHelp appointment. I pop in and out of therapy, and that can be tough when you're working with a traditional therapist sometimes. So you got to get on the phone and schedule this, schedule that, you know. When you use BetterHelp, it's online therapy and counseling. It's literally as easy as just starting your subscription back, scheduling a time to meet with your therapist. And just like that, boom, you hop on a call, you hop on a video chat, and you're connected with a therapist in less than 24 hours. It's awesome. And this is what I love about BetterHelp. I'm a paying customer, by the way. Pay them for the months that I use. I usually will do a month or two and then I'll feel like I'm good. And then I'll hop off for a month or two and I'll hop back in for a month or two. You know, it's great. No matter what you're going through, you know, if it's relationship stuff, divorce, it was, you know, great to work out some of my divorce stuff. Some other hard issues that I've been through that I really hadn't dealt with. Was really nice to talk to somebody unbiased, but you're like, where do I get a great therapist? BetterHelp.com. You meet with somebody digitally or over the phone and you can schedule it with your convenience. If you want to do it from work, you know, maybe you got a lunch break, you can pop it in there late at night. You want to do like a 9 o'clock session. I've got some people that do like 8, 9 o'clock sessions, you know, cause the kids are gone to bed. You can do it then. Basically whatever you're looking for, they've got a therapist ready for you. 10% off your first month, betterhelp.com/Kramer. BetterHelp.com/Kramer, and you get 10% off your first month over at BetterHelp. Also, I'm asking this week that you go try Bubs or renew your Bubs or you reorder your Bubs because Bubs time is running out with us for right now, but I want to make sure they come back to the podcast. So if you've been sitting there and maybe you're like, oh, well, I've still got an extra week's worth or 2 weeks, I'm going to message them probably tomorrow and see if they want to come back for another couple months on the podcast. And I just want to show that like, hey, we're here. Like we're trying it. We're using your product. So if you could go ahead and, you know, reorder your Bubs. Or if you've never tried Bubs before, you're like, what the hell is Bubs? Well, welcome. Bubs is collagen and MCT oil powder. We'll focus on the collagen today. Collagen is naturally produced in your body, but as you get older, it's not there anymore. So like, if you're like, why do I have wrinkly skin? It's because you don't have as much collagen. Well, that and sun damage, but but it's great. It's great. You know, like it's things like your hair, your skin, your nails, you'll see a huge difference in your joints. A lot of people will do it because they have these weird aches and pains. I've got a friend that has this weird neck pain. Couldn't figure it out. Chiropractor, doctor, massage, couldn't figure it out. Started taking Bubs and boom, the problem's gone. She stopped taking Bubs for a while thinking like, you know, that it was magically better. Came back. Boom, start taking Bubs again, gone again. I love it. It's great. So many stories like that. That's Bubs Collagen. And I'll give you 20% off to go try it. It is BubsNaturals.com. BubsNaturals.com. If you've tried the collagen, maybe try out the MCT oil powder to support the podcast. Or maybe if you have you've tried the MCT oil, try the collagen or the Fountain of Youth. All great products. BubsNaturals.com. BubsNaturals.com. Coupon code is Kramer to get 20% off your order. All right, so we'll get to a moment in Kramer history just a couple seconds away. First, certified fans, hello. Thank you so much for supporting our podcast. Really appreciate it. We're really funded by certified fans, and that's what this is. It's a chance for you to give back to the podcast. It's $5 a month. And when you do get it, we try to give you as many perks as we can, you know, to thank you for your donation. If you text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8, we'll shoot you a link back real quick and you can just join. And when you join, you'll also get a show dedicated to you. You get a whoop whoop on the podcast and all that. And when we don't have somebody new, what we'll do is we'll go back and we'll thank somebody that's been here for a while and kind of dedicate the show to them. So we don't have anybody new today, but we'd love that to be you for tomorrow.
Yes.
So just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Let me spin our wheel here. Spin wheel. It's very scientific over here. we just pick this website and pick this website, and then we hit this, and then we hit spin, and we find out who we're thanking today for being a certified fan. It's a very long wheel sometimes. Number 23.
Wow.
23, early on.
Early on.
Wendy R. Wendy R.
Okay.
This show is dedicated to you. You're in Escondido, California. You've been a certified fan now since the very beginning, since the 3rd of June, 2020, over a year now. And we are so thankful for you. Just so you know that, we are so, so, so thankful for you being here for this long. If anybody deserves it, it's people that have been here, you know, since the beginning. So for you, Wendy R., here is your bonus whoop whoop and dedication to the show.
Here we go. Whoop whoop. To Wendy, thank you so much for being here.
There it is.
That's
there it.
It
is.
My whoop whoop was so flat yesterday.
Yeah? Right didn't like that?
Mm-mm. Sorry.
Got to work on it. Got a little rusty over
I guess
vacation.
So. I've forgotten how to whoop whoop.
Got to pick it back up.
Practice.
That's right. All right. Mom, that's it for you today. I love you.
Okay, honey. Love you forever.
A moment in Kramer history. This one's PG-13. This one is why some of our Upside listeners get unhappy with our podcast sometimes, because these segments get a little PG-13. And I say PG-13 and not R because at one point, this passes all broadcast rules, because that's exactly what a moment in Kramer history is. It's us looking back at my radio archive and like some of the stuff we used to get away with. And so it's all FCC appropriate. It's just, I would say, a little grimy at times. We go back to this week. It was 2010. And I will warn you one more final time. This is for mature ears only.
All right. The first news story that we have on this subject matter comes out of Houston, Texas.
Okay.
Deborah Yvette Parker, 38 years old, is charged with manslaughter and being a felon in possession of a firearm after she accidentally, quote-unquote, shot her longtime companion, Broderick, 58, at the couple's apartment on June 30th. The prosecutor said Parker made a statement saying she accidentally shot him during what they described as naughty cowboy. It was a bit of sexual foreplay.
Oh, yeah.
She did admit to being in possession of the handgun and using it as a toy during foreplay with the victim's acquiescence and request for it to be used in that manner.
Like, how did... Okay.
Apparently he was shot in the chest.
Okay. That's all right. That's one story. What?
Were they just role-playing cowboy?
I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What else would... They were actually cowboys.
I didn't know if that was, whatever.
Okay.
Got it. Right. Mental picture.
Yes. That's one. The last week
that's
is
one.
Someone has died.
That was the first one. Yeah. Okay. This is the second one. A judge has sentenced a Columbia woman to 18 months in jail in the death of her husband during a sex game. Rebecca, who is 26, was sentenced Monday in the death of her 29-year-old husband in April 2008. Rebecca was convicted of negligent homicide, a lesser charge than the second-degree murder indictment against her. She was accused of tying up and gagging her husband as part of a fantasy and leaving him alone in their mobile home for 20 hours while she was with another man that she had met on the internet. A medical examiner testified that he died of suffocation.
Oh.
So.
Not expecting phone calls right now, but I just want to, I'm just curious, man. I'm really just curious. 230-WILN.
230-9456.
How have you been hurt while engaging in adult time? Like, I've never once had any kind of bodily harm done to me while I was engaging.
No.
Ever in my life. Never once could I, even like some of the freakiest stuff I've ever done.
Pulling a muscle or getting a Charlie horse count?
No. I got a cramp once in my leg.
Nope. Okay. Doesn't count. Okay. Doesn't count. I want to know about some type of physical damage that was done to you while you were engaging in adult time.
Sure.
Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay. It does.
230-WILN.
230-9456.
I doubt there's anybody, man.
I mean, I've heard of, like, concussions when people get a little bit too excited,
really?
You know?
I've never heard of that
before. Yeah, where, like, you know, they're, like, pushing each other around the room and, you know, they just bang someone's head up against the wall. But this was like, you know, a person said, but
so
no
you,
one...
You never heard
I don't
the story
know, exactly.
Yourself. Okay.
But just that, oh, I heard one time somebody got a concussion.
This
That's
has to
it.
Be first-hand stories.
Yeah.
First-hand story. And I'm just shocked we even have a phone call. Good morning, Simon.
Oh, not too much.
All right, so did you kill, or were you almost, or did you almost kill, or were you almost killed up?
Dear Lord.
I almost killed.
Oh Lord.
Do we need to alert the authorities right now before we hear the story?
Okay, it's fine.
Okay, well, this girl was kind of crazy. She was down with the whole, you know, autoerotic asphyxiation type thing. She liked to be choked.
Oh man.
No! I'm a pretty standard guy. I just, you know, get in, get out, be done with it type thing.
Sure.
You know, be a little
sure.
wild sometimes. But she was insisting that I choke her.
Oh my!
And you know, she was hot, so I was like, all right, fine,
was hot, so
I'll
it was
do it
okay.
a little. And we kind of got in the heat of the moment, and she kind of started not being the same color as she normally was, and I realized that I was really choking her. And,
shut up. So you could have really killed her, like, right then and there.
Yeah, she was probably a few seconds away.
Oh my God, Simon!
Like, how?
Did you feel bad? Or were you like, it's your fault?
Well, I stopped right afterwards.
See, that's what I was going to ask.
Like, I'm gone. I just walked away. I put my clothes back on and
I
just left.
At that point, it's hard. It's really hard, I think, to keep going. Because it's just too weird, you
too
know?
Too much.
I mean, you don't keep going, but you at least make sure she's okay.
Well, she was breathing, so I assume she was good. I just...
Well, I saw her chest rise and fall, so she must be
done.
Okay.
There's no way to, like, get the mood back.
No.
You're like, hey, sorry, I almost
like,
killed
I'll see
you.
Later.
Want to watch a movie?
That's a hard...
Please don't call me.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I don't blame you for leaving that mess behind. Wow. Well, I'm glad you didn't die.
I'm glad no one's dead and you're not in jail. So thank you. Thank you for calling us, man.
My pleasure.
All right. See you, man. Hey, what's going on, Dave?
Yes.
Okay, so you were in the act of...
Yes, I was.
Okay, and what happened?
Well, what happened was previously to that, we were eating some cake, and
in the bedroom.
Yes, in the bedroom.
Okay.
Sure.
And we had some forks and knives out, and like the knives were kind of sharper than the normal butter knives.
And what kind of cake was it? Like fruit cake?
It's a tough cake.
No. Like I don't know. I don't know what type of knife it was, but it was much sharper than like a butter knife.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as we were doing it, we kind of fell off the bed, and she landed first on the floor, and the knives kind of just, like, cut her.
Oh my gosh. Like, how bad of a cut are we talking?
It was like a gash, kind of, in her leg.
Now, my question is, what goes on after that?
We kind of stop.
Yeah.
Once there's a gash
in a leg, you need to probably go to the emergency room and cease and desist with what you're doing.
like what happened was because the knife was propped up a little bit from the dish.
Yeah.
So when she fell, it like left a bit. It just kind of went right into her you know, thigh. So.
Man. He's like, baby, hold still, hold on, just wait. I know you're in pain. Hold on, baby, hold on. She's like,
I take that knife out and be like, I will stab you with this. I'll cut you.
Hold on, baby. Typical male.
Man.
So close.
I'll cut you again.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
All right. Well, thank you for being here for today's episode. Sorry, it wasn't the most fun. We always say this is a feel-good podcast, but try to like bring it back around with some funny getting hurt talk, you know? I don't know why I'm so shaken up over this. Maybe it's not that big of a deal, but I'm just like, bleh. Why do some people just like hold on to your heart like that sometimes? I mean, I don't get it. Anyway, we'd love your phone calls. 888-Kramer-8. See you tomorrow for a brand new Ask My Mom. Love you. Bye.
Hi, Kramer and Mama Nancy. It's Steph from Phoenix, Arizona. I was just wanting to comment on the Ask My Mom. I actually have a best friend that constantly is in turmoil. Obviously, if her mom was passing, that would be different. But, I mean, she's like a sister to me. And I have to limit myself because there's always something wrong. And I know when I answer the phone, I'm committing to an hour of negativity. And it really does. Like Kramer was saying, it brings you down. It really, really does. And I try to have advice for her, but she never wants to take the advice. She just wants to hear herself talk almost. So in that sense, I would recommend limiting myself, not cutting her off, but just limit the time that you're exposed to the negativity. But with the mama passing, you got to be there. There's no getting around it. You have to be there. So that's my 2 cents. Love you guys forever.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.